But look at these leaders of our enemies now. What a foul pride they have, as if they're actually capable of doing anything. They're being wiped out in droves, and these fools agreed to take the place of the previous one, and they wiped them out too. And there are others standing in line. It's truly unbelievable. And this clown from Lebanon, Naim Qassem, who received the Qassem so pleasantly, just a few hours ago, he was still talking and philosophizing and all. And what, don't you know what they did to Nasrallah? Come on, what are you? Be serious, come on. At least be like Haman. He understood something. Don't you understand? Too bad. Fine. So join the guys over there and have a brainstorming session about where you went wrong. And they don't come back to warn the others in a dream. Don't take the job. They don't come. He says, if I'm gone, he should go too. Because they have, you see, this kind of trick, right? You see, so they don't have to say that he's dead. So they say he's a martyr. It's not called being dead, it's being a martyr. A martyr is a good thing, you see? So that's why they have no problem dying, okay? But we remember that beyond Purim being a happy time. And this year, especially as we witness the actual destruction of Haman and Amalek before our eyes, it's unbelievable that Israel and Edom are fighting Ishmael. It's something else. It's an end of days event. We're getting closer.